An attitude of gratitude when stuff has got you down can get you satisfied and turn your world around. An attitude of gratitude, hooray for what's okay. Say thank you with emphatitude, and it's a brand new day.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Well, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and all of that talk just now in segment one about food has me really ready to go ahead and maybe have a pre-Thanksgiving dinner. Can we do that?
Well, we can. And if you're going to take food, whether you're eating at your house or you're going to take it on the road, then you got to make sure the food is safe. And if you're that road trip down to Saplo Island and want to spend some time at the birdhouses, or you want to spend it down at the Captain's Cottage on the Georgia coast, you know, those are all options. But if you are, think about the website we have called SaploIslandBirdhouses.com. Again, it's SaploIslandBirdhouses.com. Phone number 912-223-6515. And it's a great place to spend the Thanksgiving holiday.
Now, it is self-catering, though, so I will need to bring all of my food because there's no restaurant there for Thanksgiving dinner. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's self-catering there. But if you go down to the Captain's Cottage, which is on the mainland, and it's the little sleeping village of Shellman's Bluff, you know, you can, there's sort of little restaurants in the area that are open, and you have a bit more options there if you want to go out and get something to eat.
But now, also, the kitchens at the birdhouses are gourmet kitchens, so you could prepare really a great turkey or dressing or whatever your favorite traditions are for Thanksgiving?
And that you can. And if you're going to make your own turkey, you want to make sure that you keep the bird fresh. You don't want the bird to thaw out over long periods of time where it's exposed to room temperatures. You can thaw it out in the refrigerator over several days. Or you can, again, get a bird that's already pre-cooked. If you get a pre-cooked bird, then you can just take the pre-cooked bird, put it in the oven at a low temperature, and be ready to go. If you're going to travel, make sure you pack the bird with some type of coolant, whether you use an ice pack or you use ice itself. I prefer to use ice packs because they don't leak, and you can place them around the food that you want to, and they'll keep it pretty much cool for several hours to where you get when you get to where you want to go.
But now let me make sure I understand this, though. So a pre-cooked bird that I buy is different from one that I pre-cook and then travel with, though, right?
If you get a pre-cooked bird, the bird is ready to go. You just have to heat it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get turkeys which aren't cooked at all or partially cooked. But if you get the one that's aren't cooked, but it's frozen, you have to thaw the bird out. And you could either, one, get the bird that's frozen and put in a cooler and take it to where you're going to go and finish the thaw out when you're at the site where you're going to do the cooking at. If you get a bird that's pre-cooked, you still want to keep the bird cold. And so you want to either put some eye packs on top of it and taking the bird to where you want to go. Same thing applies to a ham. And any side dishes you have, make sure they're in containers sealed well. Put some ice packs on them, put them in a cooler, and keep them cool to where you want to go. Things that are alive, and I say alive, fresh vegetables and stuff you're going to cook when you get there, you don't have to pack them in any ice. They're fine because they're alive to when you want to get to where you want to go. If you also have things like pies and cakes and things like that, those have a lot of sweeteners in them. They'll have enough sugar, and these sugars act as natural preservatives. So if that pie was baked a day or a day and a half ago, they're fine. And you can just put them in a place where the dog or kids can't get to them, and they'll be safe to the location when you get to where you want to be.
Whoever in the family loves sweets, right?
Right.
I've seen those cakes come to the table, and there's already a slice cut out.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of places to get good cakes and pies here in the North Georgia or North Carolina region. And if you want to bake your own pie, that's good. If you want to go and pick up your pies, that's great. Some people have a tradition when they're done with their Thanksgiving dinner, they like to go out to a small local place and have the dessert outside, you know, either before they go to a movie, or they'll have the dessert event itself be the event they go to after Thanksgiving, time with the family.
Now, you have a favorite apple pie, don't you?
Oh, I do. I love a caramel apple pie. A place called The Cottage up in North Carolina is one of my favorite places to get an apple pie. They do a walnut apple caramel pie, which is great.
Well, that sounds really, really good. But do they do other pies as well, or is that just their
They do many types of pies. They do a regular apple pie. They do a fruit of the forest pie. They do a Boston cream pie. They do a pecan pie, a chocolate pecan pie. They do just pies in addition to a deli. But to me, it's one of the best places for pies, and the price is a good price. A pie is around about $16, and that's kind of hard to beat. But it's in Hayesville, North Carolina, but it's worth the drive.
Now, that's close to the Georgia line, though, right? So it's not.
It's not that far. It's about 6 miles past the Georgia line, north of Hiawassee, Georgia.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. Now, what is food of the forest? Fruit of the forest.
Fruit of the forest is a pie made of, it's rhubarb, it's strawberry, it's blackberry, it's raspberry. They take all their different berries, mm-hmm. and then they'll put in like rhubarb, and they mix these all together and make a pie of that. And that's a seasonal pie, so you'll get it when those berries are in season, but it's a great pie. The apple pies and the other pies you can pretty much get year-round, along with the coconut pie and the pecan pies.
But, you know, I like your idea, though, of bringing a pie, because pies are very easy to travel with. I mean, they last for a couple of days, even if they're the ones that you've made or the ones that you go and purchase. So they last for a couple of days after you have actually baked and cooked those. So put them in something that will keep them from crushing, and that makes a really good item to bring to dinner, because you don't want to show up empty-handed. So pies are a really good idea, more so than cakes even.
Yeah, and don't forget the traditional pumpkin pie. I mean, that's one of the big things in Thanksgiving. So a good pumpkin pie is one. If you don't want to buy one, you can always make one, and they're great. It's a great pie. Jay Moore's has an excellent selection of pumpkins, and they have a buckskin pumpkin, which is one of these old-fashioned pumpkins, and it makes a great pie.
It does. I know my sister loves that, too. She loves also the sweet potato pie. Joe has a thumbs up. Is that your favorite, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato pie. Okay, so now we're getting all the secrets now. So we have to bring a ham in, because Joel and I both love ham and sweet potato pie. That's a great combination too, sweet potato pie and a slice of ham. I love that. But now let's go back a little bit though and talk though about transporting food if we're flying, because a lot of what we've talked about is really more about we're packing up the car and we're heading to mom's house, and we don't have to worry so much because it's only maybe a hour, 2 hour drive or a 3 hour drive, and we'll be there and we can unpack everything, unload things, and get the turkey cooking. But what about, I mean, should I haul a turkey on an airplane and try and do that? Does that even make sense?
It does if it's a special turkey you want to have. Some people buy specialized turkeys from special places they can't have mailed, and they want to bring that, you can do that. It becomes a carry-on item, but you can do that. Any liquids that you want to bring, whether it's going to be jellies or gravies, those are going to have those. That's going to be a volume issue. It's going to be act like a liquid,
yeah.
So they may not allow you to bring that because it comes in the requirement of being going over the amount of liquid you can bring on the plane.
That is so true, and that's one of the things that we don't think about. Even things like cranberry sauce or things like that are more of a gel or jellies or things like that, they will take those things at the airport. I've had that happen. I had some really great peach preserves and peach jams that I was taking with me on a trip. I was going to give those as gifts. And there I was with the TSA looking through the bag, and they said, no, those cannot go through. Quite disappointed. And
But you can always check them.
Yeah, I could always check them, but I just didn't even think about jellies and jams. So when you're traveling, you really do have to think about those things, because it can be very disappointing if you get there and there's no opportunity for you to go back and recheck things in your bags that you've already checked. So definitely think about those things. Things that you're not sure about, you know, go to the TSA website and just see, because they do have those foods and things listed there. So jellies, jams, gravies, those things. Probably not a great idea to take them unless you really, really can pack them so that they don't leak or they don't spill or burst in your bag as well.
Well, there are things that you can take or containers that won't allow them, that will keep them safe and they won't leak. You just have to check them in, and then they can get cold packs and take them that way. So there are options if you feel you must bring them.
Now, I really like those insulated packs too. I've purchased some of those before. Those really make a great carry for foods and things that need to stay cool. I have a sister who does not like to haul food. She says, you know, I'll eat whatever I can eat there, and that'll be it. So some people don't even have to worry about all this food hauling.
And that's about the best way to go. You know, eat what the family brings. And usually most places, everyone will bring one or two dishes. And at the end of the day, you have a whole bunch of variety of foods to try, great tasting, and everyone's made their favorite dish, and it makes for a great holiday meal.
Well, you know, I love all the recipes that you've given, the location for those great pies, as well as this list of holiday traditions and staying safe with food. Because what are we worried about? Aren't we worried about those foodborne bacteria that could cause an illness? That's what we're trying to avoid,
That's
right?
What we're trying to avoid. And if you do these things and keep the food fresh, that won't be an issue. The other thing you worry about is eating too much.
Well, that can happen too. I don't know if we have any tips for that. It's just pushing back from the table. But we will put these ideas and tips for keeping your food safe when you travel on the website. And that will be Travel Bags with Anita and Friends website. We'll be back in a few minutes, so stay put. We have some more great information for you here on Travel Bags on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Back in a minute.